Hello and welcome to the Symposium Podcast. This is our first show on May 25th, 2019, and I am your host, Frater J. Welcome everybody to the very first podcast. I suppose I'll start off this podcast by explaining what I'm looking to gain from the podcast itself. I'll start off by why I named it the Symposium Podcast. I named it the Symposium Podcast because I believe that I can help create a simple guide to complex ideas. I would love to take the ideas of Gnosticism, of magic, of esotericism, of conspiracy theory, of neurolinguistic programming, meditation, Buddhism, the whole broad spectrum of the unexplained, and to condense it into a weekly segment where you guys, the listeners, can tune in and we can have a back and forth on what we believe magic is, how we believe we should carry out the path, and what magic means in the age of computers in the 21st century, in a world where we are moving faster than knowledge can keep up with. So with that, I suppose that's the intention that I am looking to carry out with this podcast. I would like to reach out to you guys, the listeners, and see what you guys would like to hear about, whether you'd like to hear about my personal practice or if you'd rather have a generalized discussion of these concepts. But I believe it'll flow into what it's really meant to be, and I have an open mind and an open heart to grow and develop as this podcast does, and hopefully this podcast will have the opportunity for me to grow and develop as well, right alongside with you guys, because just like you, I'm learning more every day, and I would like to continue doing that so that I can become the best person, the best magician, the best father, and the best human that I can be. Recently, I have felt the call to reach out to my fellow man and to maybe make a difference in the world. I guess it's the first time that I've ever decided that I had the ability to do something like this, to reach out to people, to create a podcast myself, to do something that I've actually wanted to do for a long time now, but always had the question, why me? Why would I make a difference as opposed to anyone else? And I guess the answer to that question is I don't have the ability to make a difference more or less than anyone else. But I did have the realization that I would never really know what my impact could be unless I did something about it. So in reality, that's really what this podcast is about. It's a test to see if what I have to say is really worth anything. Is anything that any of us have to say really worth anything? Especially if it's not heard or accepted by our fellow man. I guess this podcast's intention is to link me with people who have closer minds and closer lives as to what I do, because in day-to-day society now, I feel conversations about magic and mental programming and reality as a hologram, quantum physics, all of these really entertaining concepts are looked at like some form of psychedelic paraphernalia in a way. I suppose the leftovers of the 60s, the leftovers of the hippie age, the leftovers of Aleister Crowley's works, And I believe that people that are entertained by these concepts, people who believe in these concepts and who live by these concepts, will never fade away in the same way that the ideas created by those people do. And I think the ideas created by those people are oftentimes picked up and elaborated upon in future endeavors by the next generation. It shifts and it moves just as culture does. It has to fit differently into a different world. And I believe it's an ever-changing, ever-growing, ever-evolving mechanism in which we have to stay consciously a part of for it to continue flowing in the abundance in which it does. The idea of magic as well as the idea of society are both tulpas in a way in which the more belief each one holds, the more power it has over those who believe it. And I believe that if we can shift our perspectives, if we can shift the paradigms in which we live, that we can create a way of thinking. And through that way of thinking, I believe that we can bring people together, that we can bring magic into a new age of renaissance in which it has fallen to the wayside for many a people. And I see that through culture, it's starting to make a comeback, yet the comeback is a very primitive or brutal gothic version of what magic is, and I believe magic can be something so much deeper than black cats and pumpkins and murder mysteries, because while those things are fun, it distracts from the reality of what magic is, and it's more, I believe, a reconstructing of how our minds work so that we can fit into society differently. We can create ourselves, we can create the world in which we live in by picking the people that we choose to surround ourselves by, choosing to react to our emotions and situations in life. And if you take it all the way back to Kabbalistic studies or many of the other ancient esoteric traditions, the source of it all is really just self-help and becoming the best version of you that you can be through the concepts of meditation, visualization, working our way through some form of mental path so that we can see the road to some form of enlightenment, so that we can understand that life is something more than just be born, eat, work, and die. It's something so much more than that, and the ideas of what magic or what has kept that alive for millennia, I believe. I believe science, religion, societal structures all have deep ties to the ideas of magic. And I believe the more people can understand the concepts, beliefs, and structures behind magic, the more people will practice it in a more legitimate, constructive manner, as opposed to how we often hear about it as some Wicca sitting in their room sending spells off to their enemies through voodoo dolls. So let's change how we view magic. Let's change how we view and support each other, and let's birth a new eon, let's birth some conversation, and let's have some fun in the process of developing this symposium, this book in the ether of ideas, practices, and communities that I believe deserve more respect than what they currently receive.
Hello and welcome to episode number 2 of the Symposium Podcast. This is Freighter J, and let's get started.